Genealogy by Tim, Season 3, Episode 5, recorded May 29th, 2023. The new web server is live and running smoothly. German ancestry unlocked with Archeon.de and a webinar with Germanology Unlocked's Catherine Schober and lots of MUMMA research, including a highly decorated military MUMMA family on this Memorial Day, coming up on Genealogy by Tim. Genealogy by Tim G website and podcast are now live on the new server that I purchased last month, a Hunson FMC / BM14 fanless mini PC is now my web server, and it has brought my website into the, well, it was in the 21st century already, but now it's further in the 21st century with a 64-bit processor that has no chance of hitting the dreaded 2038 problem, which limits the dates that I can enter into my Drupal installation. That's no longer a problem. The website has been running smoothly since its transfer. I started last month by moving my Minecraft and Minetest servers over to the new machine, and when that worked as well as expected, I then took my website and podcast over. The only thing that isn't up and running at this time is the email service that I spent so much time setting up on the old server. That setup is pretty intricate and I would say nearly unique to various server operating systems. I switched from Gentoo to Fedora, and I would expect that to require a lot of configuration. So I decided to let getting email up and running on the new server to be its own project to be attempted in the early weeks of summer. Other than that, everything about the server is running smoothly. The old server has been running in the background, ready to switch just in case of any problems, but that too will be shut down in the early weeks. I may have some kind of a memorial ceremony for that old machine, that 18-year-old machine that has served me and my website for the past 3 years. The old server may find life again, however. I am interested in starting a after-school Linux club at my school next year, and that old machine might be one of my first test machines that I let the students use for installing such distributions as Debian and Gentoo that's still release 32-bit versions. I'm always loath to throw away a working computer, but there does come a time to move on with the times, and that old server may find a fourth life still. I had a very highly productive Second Saturday meeting at the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania this month. Interim Executive Director James M. Beidler was on hand, and he heard my stories about MUMMA research, and he pointed me in the direction of Archeon.de, and this is a new website to me, which makes German church records available to subscribers. In addition to being the interim executive director at the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania, James is a published author with a specialty in German genealogy. He has published the book Family Tree Historical Atlas of Germany, which I think I'll buy that because I'm very interested in getting my place names correct, my historical place names. If you're researching a place like Germany, every few years or so, there's a border rearrangement, places change names, so I'll be looking into that. So Mr. Beidler's expertise was invaluable as he helped me to navigate the Archeon.de website. It is a subscription site, and as we searched through it, we did not use any digital indexing or digital searches. It was mainly finding the church records by location and browsing through images. Since the MUMMAs are the family line du jour, we started there, searching in and around the Stolberg area of Germany in North Rhine-Westphalia. We found some MUMMAs there, not sure how they were related to us exactly. There was one gentleman we were looking for, my direct ancestor, Peter Mumma. His name did not appear, but the family name Mumma did appear there a lot. After searching in vain for Peter, I decided to switch gears and look up records whose location were a little more certain, and these occurred on my mother's side of the family, the Staff family line. My maternal grandmother's maternal grandmother's family originated in Sturbefritz and immigrated to America in the 1850s and settled in Butler County. When I rode out to the Pittsburgh area, Western Pennsylvania, back in 2019, I was able to photograph the gravestones of Peter Staff and his wife, Margaret Lutz Staff. So there was a time when I was doing a lot of research on this family. I even had a local genealogist in Sturbefritz consult the church records there and mail me a typewritten transcription of those records. Now, I had never seen the originals of those records, but I thought this would be a good opportunity to try to find them with Mr. James Beidler on the Archeon website, and that effort was completely successful. We were able to discover the marriage record of Peter Staff and Margaret Lutz, and also the birth records of his first three children. Only one of those children made it to America. My direct ancestor, Bertha Staff, was born here after the family moved, so that was an amazing find, and the first of many, I'm sure. This experience inspired me to join the Genealogical Society's following Third Thursday webinar, which was entitled A Wealth of Websites, Deciphering the German Script Made Easy. And this webinar was a presentation by Catherine Schober, a genealogist who runs the Germanology Unlocked website. She offered some basic tips for deciphering German handwriting and also directed us to some 13 websites detailing everything from place names, occupation names, translators, you name it, that would help me in deciphering future records that I discover at archeon.de. This was a very helpful seminar. Every third Thursday, the Genealogical Society hosts a free webinar, which I would recommend you hop on. Members of the Society may view the webinar for several weeks after its initial broadcast. But the initial broadcast is free to all comers. All that is requested is that you register ahead of time using the Zoom registration form available at the website, which I will link to in my show notes. But yes, a very productive meeting this month with James Beidler at the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania, researching Mummas and Staffs and German research tips in general. So for the past 2 months, my main genealogy project has been to add as many names as possible from the database at mumma.org to my own family tree website, and I am pleased to say that this project has recently passed a milestone. Earlier this week, I completed all descendants of Peter Mumma Jr., my fifth great-grandfather. Just by adding all of his descendants, my family tree population has ballooned from 1,788 individuals to 3,123 individuals. That is 1,335 individuals added in the past 2 months. These are mostly descendants of Peter Mumma Jr., my fifth great-grandfather, but some of them are descendants of Peter Mumma Jr.'s brother, Johannes Mumma. Needless to say, Mumma is now the most populous surname in the database with 193 people with that surname. Graham, my own surname, is second with a mere 121. What that means is, after this is all done, I'm going to have to get my Graham research game going to catch up and make that the number one surname once again. But for now, Mumma is on top with 193, and that is likely to increase as I enter more Mumma names in the database in the coming months. You see, I've added mostly only the descendants of Peter Mumma Jr., my fifth great grandfather, but my sixth great grandfather, Peter Mumma, had six children, and I've only entered one of those six children. So if you take that one line, which constituted about 1,335 names, and multiply it by six, that's about the scope of the project that I'm working on. Now, over the coming months, I don't think I'm going to data mine the way I've been doing. I think I'm going to be a little more selective because I have to plan for the upcoming summer genealogy season, and I'm going to have to pinpoint some research topics before I go out there. Many of these mummas moved out to places that I don't intend to visit this summer, so I want to stay within the Lancaster area as much as I can with my additions this month. In a bit of a preview of what's to come, I was able to photograph some mumma gravestones last weekend in Lingolstown, which is just northeast of Harrisburg. My girlfriend's mother happens to live there, and she happens to live just a couple blocks away from the Wenricks Church Cemetery, where several descendants of Johannes Mumma are buried. I was able to take photographs of the gravestones of John Mumma and his wife Sarah, their daughter Emma, his other daughter Priscilla Hoover, and his sons Elias and David Mumma. Those photographs are up on my website, and I will link to them in the show notes. So this month I'll be focusing only on those mummas who remained in and around the Lancaster area, where I intend to do my research this month, and I will have my summer research plans in order by the time I post my next podcast, so stay tuned for that. On this Memorial Day, May 29th, 2023, I thought I'd end with some military discoveries that I've made while researching the Mumma family. Now, Memorial Day is the day that we remember soldiers who lost their lives in battle. And fortunately for us, this has been pretty rare in my family tree. I can think off the top of my head of only about three instances of somebody going off to war and not coming home. There will be time in future podcasts to honor the lives and memories of these brave soldiers. Today, I want to tell you about the children and grandchildren of Eber Leslie Edward Mumma, who is a son of Peter Clare Mumma. If you recall from the podcast, I believe it was 2 months ago, I told the story of Peter Clare Mumma, who moved out to Ohio from Pennsylvania and was remembered as a pioneer and an abolitionist. Today, I'll tell you about the family of one of his children, Eber Leslie Edward Mumma. Now, Peter Clare himself was a first cousin of my ancestor, Margaret Eisenberger. Peter Clare's son, Eber, was the second cousin of my grandmother's grandmother, Cora Klein. His son, Harlan Leslie Mumma, would have been the third cousin of my great-grandfather, Pud Harrison. He retired as a brigadier general in the army, and I am not educated at all about the military in general and military ranks, but I believe brigadier general is probably the highest rank I had come across up to that point. Britannica has the scoop here. It has a lot of the ranks listed in order, coming from second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain — I've known some captains in my family — major, lieutenant colonel, colonel. After colonel come the generals, brigadier general, and then after that is major general, lieutenant general, and general. So Mr. Harlan Leslie Mumma was over halfway up the list there. Wikipedia has some additional details. It says, brigadier general or brigade general is a military rank used in many countries. The rank is usually above a colonel and below a major general or divisional general. When appointed to a field command, a brigadier general is typically in command of a brigade consisting of around 4,000 troops, or four battalions. So Brigadier General Harlan Leslie Mumma was in charge of a substantial number of people. Four brigades, 4,000 troops, or thereabouts. Harlan Leslie Mumma had an older brother, a colonel, Morton Clare Mumma. Morton also had two very high-ranking military officers, these in the Navy. There was Morton Clare Mumma, who was born on August 24th, 1904, and died August 14th, 1968. Morton Clare Mumma was notorious enough to have a Wikipedia page that describes him as a rear admiral. Now here I have to do a little more research, because going back to that Britannica article, rear admiral comes in two halves. There's a lower half and an upper half. And the lower half is about the equivalent of an army brigadier general. Rear admiral upper half is about the equivalent of an army major general. So I'm not sure if Morton C. Mumma is a lower half or an upper half rear admiral. It'll take a little more research. And again, I'm not as educated as I should be on military structure, military ranks. But according to the Wikipedia article on Morton C. Mumma, he was awarded the Navy Cross for actions on December 13th, 1941, during World War II. I'm reading here from the Wikipedia site. While serving aboard the USS Sailfish and making contact with two Japanese destroyers, and bravely began a submerged attack. The destroyers detected her, dropping a couple of depth charges, while the Sailfish fired two torpedoes. Despite a large explosion nearby, no damage was done, and the destroyers counterattacked with 18-20 depth charges. The depth charging led Mumma to suffer a breakdown, and he was relieved. The Navy Cross citation is written in the Wikipedia article as well. It says, "The President of the United States of America takes pleasure in presenting the Navy Cross to Lieutenant Commander Morton Clare Mumma Jr., United States Navy, for extraordinary heroism in the line of his profession as commanding officer of the USS Sailfish on the first war patrol of that submarine in enemy-controlled waters off of Luzon, Philippine Islands. On the night of 13 December 1941, the ship made contact with a convoy escorted by three Japanese destroyers. Lieutenant Commander Mumma boldly maneuvered his submarine into striking position despite enemy depth charge countermeasures and directed operations and fire to score a torpedo hit on an enemy destroyer. Through his experience and sound judgment, Lieutenant Commander Mumma brought his ship safely back to port. His conduct throughout was an inspiration to his officers and men, and in keeping with the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service." After Morton C. Mumma retired from the Navy, he became involved with the National Rifle Association and was its president from 1955 to 1957. And there is a trophy that the National Rifle Association still presents and is awarded for marksmanship. The trophy is a large silver urn on a wooden pedestal, and the pedestal is inscribed, "The Mumma Trophy, presented to the National Rifle Association of America in memory of Colonel Morton C. Mumma, United States Army, Distinguished Rifleman and NRA Honorary Director for Life, 1878 to 1945, and Rear Admiral Morton C. Mumma Jr., United States Navy, Distinguished Rifleman and NRA Honorary Life Member, 1904 to 1968. So, the Mumma Trophy is named in honor of both Morton C. Mumma Jr., the Rear Admiral, and his father, Colonel Morton C. Mumma. And Morton C. Mumma Jr. would have been my grandmother's fourth cousin. So, interesting little tidbit there. My grandmother's fourth cousin was a president of the National Rifle Association between 1955 and 1957. But that's not all. Morton C. Mumma Jr. had a brother, Albert Gerard Mumma, who is also notorious enough to have his own Wikipedia page, which is linked in the show notes. And I can read his introduction from Wikipedia. It says, Albert G. Mumma was a rear admiral in the United States Navy who played a pivotal role in the development of nuclear propulsion for warships. During World War II, he served in France and Germany with the Alsos mission. A 1926 graduate of the United States Naval Academy, Mumma served on a number of warships. He studied marine engineering at the L'École Nationale Supérieure des Maritimes. I must have pronounced that wrong. In Paris, where he learned the latest techniques of maritime construction. During World War II, he served at the David Taylor Model Basin, where he investigated problems of propeller design. In January 1943, he took over the propeller desk at the Bureau of Ships. He joined the Alsos mission in 1944, and in the last days of the war was part of a 75-man task force that captured the city of Kiel, including the whole garrison of 150,000 men. After the war, he returned to the Bureau of Ships, where he was involved with the development of nuclear propulsion. Mumma was promoted to Rear Admiral in 1954 and assumed command of the Mare Island Naval Shipyard. He became responsible for celebrating its 100th anniversary. However, his most important task was converting the shipyard over to the construction of nuclear submarines. In 1955, he became Chief of the Bureau of Ships, where he championed the adoption of the teardrop hull and oversaw the design of nuclear submarines, cruisers, and aircraft carriers. That's Albert G. Mumma, another fourth cousin of my grandmother. So that's two rear admirals in one family, and there's still more. Morton Jr. and Albert had a sister, Sarah Augusta Mumma. She married a man by the name of Brooks Jared Harrell, who was another U.S. Navy rear admiral. He was awarded the Navy Cross for actions during World War II, and the citation is available at the Hall of Valor Project, valor.militarytimes.com, and his citation reads as follows. The President of the United States of America takes pleasure in presenting the Navy Cross to Commander Brooks Jared Harrell, United States Navy, for extraordinary heroism in the line of his profession as commanding officer of the USS Ray on the 4th War Patrol of that submarine during the period 23 April 1944 to 14 June 1944. In enemy-controlled waters, Commander Harrell courageously and skillfully maneuvered his vessel into position from which to strike the enemy, and in the face of heavy countermeasures by the enemy surface vessels and aircraft, he aggressively attacked, sinking 6 enemy ships totaling 42,500 tons. In addition, he successfully accomplished an important reconnaissance mission, securing valuable information on enemy force. Commander Harrell handled his ship expertly to avoid enemy countermeasures and brought her safely to port without damage to ship or injury to crew. By his brave actions and conduct, perseverance, and complete devotion to duty, Commander Harrell reflected great credit upon himself and upheld the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service. So, we've got two rear admirals and a rear admiral brother-in-law, all decorated heroes, and I believe it's fitting to honor them on this Memorial Day, in addition to all of those who lost their lives during these great wars. This is the kind of stuff my grandfather really would have loved to hear about. That's all I have for you this month. Next month, the podcast will be coming out just before I head out on my annual genealogy trips. So I hope to have some kind of itinerary for you, what exactly I will be looking for as I go out. Again, it'll be mostly Mumma stuff, I'm sure. But as the day draws near, I will solidify my plans and let you know what they are. Until then, keep on digging. Your next family history venture awaits.